Now, Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on today, Tuesday, the 29th of October. There are warnings of gales in Portland, Plymouth, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. High 200 miles west of Bailey, 1037. Expected Hebrides, 1034 by 1800 on Tuesday. Low 100 miles west of Fitzroy, 998, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north or northeast, 4 to 6. Backing northwest, 2 to 4. Showers, good. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south at Cirra. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast 40s, becoming variable 3 or less at times later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. North, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northeast, veering east, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 except in Humber. Showers, good. Wight, east, 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. East, veering southeast, 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 in southeast, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4 in southeast, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic in north, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Rain or showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, east, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Occasional rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Fastnet. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. East or southeast, 5 to 7. Fair, good. Shannon. Easterly, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Easterly, veering southeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in South Rockall. Showers, good. Hebrides, South Bailey. Northeasterly, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times. Showers, good. North Bailey. Variable, becoming southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fair Isle, South Faroes. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly 3 to 5 later in north. Showers, good. North Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 5 to 7. Showers, good. Now time for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tari Automatic. East-northeast 3, 22 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Stornoway, east-northeast 3, 38 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by east 3, showers, 13 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, north by east 4, 24 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 2, 27 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Lucas, northwest 2, 19 miles, 1030, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north 2, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, more than 27 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 6, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east-northeast 4, 1021, falling slowly. Jersey, east 4, 24 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 7, 11 miles, 1020, now falling. Scilly Automatic, east by south 7, slight rain, 4 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 3, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberporth, east by north, 3, 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valley, east-northeast, 3, 19 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east-northeast, 2, Hayes, 4 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Valentia, east-northeast, 4, 27 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north, 4, 27 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Malin Head, east, 5, 27 miles, 1029, rising more slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east, 1, 15 miles, 1029, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 28th of October. The general situation, high pressure will build over Scotland during Monday and Tuesday as ex-hurricane Pablo west of Fitzroy moves north and dissipates, bringing strong winds and gales to the southwest of the British Isles. Another Atlantic low brings further strong winds to southwestern United Kingdom on Friday. On Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly, veering easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later in north. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast, veering east, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first in east. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly, veering easterly, 5 to 7, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly at first in Lyme Bay, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly, veering southeasterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first in north, occasional rain later in far south, good, occasionally moderate later in far south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeasterly, veering easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Northeasterly, veering easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East, veering southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 except in far northeast. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeasterly, veering easterly, then southeasterly later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeasterly, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less at times in north. Showers, mainly in north, good. Shetland Isles, north or northeast, backing west 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. We asked the British people if they wanted to leave or remain. And every man, woman, and child voted to leave. Yes, the referendum has united this country like never before. Everyone loves Brexit. But how will Brexit affect the ordinary people of Britain? To find out, sit back and relax and join Matt Lucas and David Walliams for Little Brexit this Thursday evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 4. Do it!
The UK's team to take part in the Invictus Games will be unveiled later today. It's made up of wounded, injured or sick service personnel. The Call You and Yours team wants to hear about the way life changed for you or someone you love after a major injury. You can email youandyours@bbc.co.uk. Do leave a number so they can phone you back. Call You and Yours is at lunchtime in the day to come at 12:15. This is Luke Tudnam on behalf of all of us here at Broadcasting House, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rob Young and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. This hour live from London, Washington DC and Singapore. A company selling commercial passenger flights into space has listed on the stock market. We'll ask the boss of Virgin Galactic when flights are likely to start and about who's investing in the modern day space race.
They want to be a part of the adventure and they believe in commercial spaceflight. They believe in Virgin Galactic and they believe in opening space up and all the benefits that can come from that.
Also this hour, has Argentina's new president-elect got what it takes to fix the country's crisis-hit economy? And we talk to those battling to detect so-called deepfake videos online. That's all in Business Matters after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The British Parliament has voted down the Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan for a snap election on December the 12th to break the Brexit stalemate. The measure got nowhere near the two-thirds majority required for instant approval, as the opposition Labour Party abstained. Mr Johnson said he would resubmit the proposal on Tuesday. Here's Naomi Grimley.
As soon as we heard the result, Boris Johnson made it clear he's going to make another bid to get a 12th of December election, this time by drawing up a very short bill that he'll try to get through Parliament. And this time he's hoping that two of the opposition parties, the Liberal Democrats and the Scottish National Party, back him, as they've indicated they would like an early election. Though in a twist, they wanted on the 9th of December. So the big question is, will they agree on something in the next couple of days?
Protesters in Chile have clashed with security forces despite the announcement by President Sebastián Piñera of measures to meet most of their demands. Confrontations were reported in Valparaíso, Concepción and the centre of the capital, Santiago. Since the protests started, at least 20 people have died. Warren Bull reports.
In a televised announcement, Sebastián Piñera said he lamented the loss of life during the state of emergency, which ended hours earlier. He said the security forces would be reformed and that he would reshuffle his cabinet, most notably replacing the Interior Minister, Andrés Chadwick, who described the protesters as criminals. The president repeated his offer of concessions, such as a rise in pensions and a cut to medical fees. But this was not enough to satisfy the thousands who again demonstrated against inequality in Chile. Many blame the president's own austerity policies.
The Pentagon says two men were captured in the US Special Forces raid on the Islamic State